Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Ted in the Tax Quips forum with this story. He says a police car was at fault in an accident, and the city repaired the taxpayer's car. The taxpayer got a 1099 miscellaneous for the amount of the repairs. The municipality insists it's correct and will not reissue anything. So the question is how to report this. I did a bit of looking around and found several related questions, mostly related to home casualty reimbursements from insurance companies generating a 1099 miscellaneous to the homeowner. While it doesn't appear that the reimbursement would be taxable, not reporting the 1099 miscellaneous would probably just generate more confusion with IRS questions. It seems that attaching Form 4684 would be appropriate, though that would require a separate statement to clarify that this is where the 1099 is reported. I can't find any IRS guidance on non-taxable income that's reported on a 1099-C. Help! Well, Ted, I guess everybody's going 1099 crazy. Okay, so there's a 1099 miscellaneous for the repairs. Yes, definitely report the income on line 21 as other income. Now deduct it right back out as the cost to repair the vehicle. Show a statement, see attached, and file on paper with an explanation. Or you can use the personal casualty laws form 4684, page 1, as you suggest. Be sure to fill it out so it zeroes out the income. In fact, you might end up with a little tiny bit of casualty loss deduction once you also deduct $100 and 10% of adjusted gross income from any unreimbursed damages, which is doubtful. There isn't really any IRS guidance, which is why you can't find it. But your instincts are good. If you don't report it, the IRS computer will notice the discrepancy and the correspondence will start. No, no, anything but that, please! And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about weird 1099s and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.